You got a busy week ahead, Coach. I know 2-1. It's early still. That Gothenburg match is always, you have that early part of your schedule. Kind of a great test for your team to see where you are. And you know, you played them. You had some good, you know, scores with the sets. But that's kind of always a test for your team to see where you are early in the season, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. They're a big squad, and they're a good team. So it's always good to see how we match up at the beginning of the season. And I think we kind of stuck with them a little bit, but, you know, overall they just had some big girls, and they did a really good job serving at us. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a program that just every year they just kind of reload. You have a good senior class graduating. They just kind of reload with some good players every year, don't they?
Yep, definitely.
But still, you've got a couple of wins under your belt going into the season. You had to replace a couple of spots, and with Ann graduating, a big hitter. But you still got a good nucleus back. You're figuring this still could be a pretty special season in volleyball, couldn't it?
Yep. We've got Addie and Brooklyn, who've played since their freshman year, so they've got a lot of court experience, and Tori Bowes, who has played since her freshman year. So yeah, we've got returners, and Vanessa was a big player on our court last year. So yeah, we got four returners this year.
Who's kind of taken the spot of Ann? You know, she could play a middle, you could work her outside, you could play much. She was a sixth rotation player for you. So who's kind of taken on that spot for you?
I definitely think Addie and Tori are kind of sharing that position. They're playing middle for us this year, and I think they're both doing a really great job defensively and attacking wise on the court.
Did you have any underclassmen really step through? You always like to have some roles, you know, defensive players back row and just served. Did you have some good freshmen kind of in the program that are getting some playing time, or is it just mainly upperclassmen right now?
We do. Emerson Lovett, she's a freshman. She plays right side for me. Her serving, she just keeps the other team on their toes, and defensively, she's really she's got quick reflexes, so she does a really good job just getting touches. She's just surprising me this year. So, she's getting good touches on things that a lot of people might not. So, as a freshman coming in, I'm very impressed with her this year.
Coach, you got a monster week. Tuesday, Thursday, home matches, and then the Elm Creek invite on Saturday. So, not a lot of practice time. Your kids getting put to the test this week, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. We got JV tonight, so we've only got half our squad at practice. And, yeah, so a super busy week.
Franklin, Elm Creek on Tuesday. I see both those teams off to kind of some rough, record-wise, rough starts. But, you know, Elm Creek, they've always had good tradition. Two teams you still got to look out for, don't you?
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Then a couple of RPAC conference schools. Sutherland, of course, new to the RPAC. And then that Southwest-Southern Valley matchup, Coach. That's probably one that your girls probably looking forward to, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. We love RPAC competition. So I think they're excited. And it'll put our team to the test to see where we're truly at in the RPAC.
Elm Creek invite. Have they released pairings, or who are you going to play first in that one yet?
They just released it. We play Wood River.
So I take that. I'm not sure on what the rest of the bracket, but I'm sure there's some pretty good teams involved with that one too.
Yep. Amherst, SEM, Pleasanton, Sutherland. So, yeah.
That's one you could go. You could go there and get yourself in a championship match and perhaps win it, couldn't you?
We're hoping.
A lot of volleyball still to go, Coach. You're probably thinking, you know, we had a good year last year. You had a good year last year with volleyball, basketball. We know what they did. Track, you know what they did. You're thinking, hey, let's do it in volleyball. Let's get to a state tournament and see what we can do this year.
Most definitely. That's always the goal. And girls just got to work for it this year, so. We're hoping we can, you know, have a successful season.